LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Vicky Valenzano, Executive Director with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and Clay Couturio, Conductor with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. And welcome to you both.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Glad that y'all are here. And big event coming up this weekend, Saturday, Holiday Pops Concert with Synergy. So, Vicky, how did this come about? You mentioned they were a touring group, so...
They are a touring group. Mm-hmm. We have an organization called RUPAR. Naomi Cordell is in charge of that, and she works with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, and they bring in groups to travel around the state, and we are lucky to have Synergy with the orchestra on Saturday.
Now, Clay, have you ever worked with Synergy before, or...?
No, this will be the first time that myself or the orchestra has worked with them. And we have a rehearsal this evening, and we'll have another rehearsal tomorrow afternoon with Synergy, and we'll have the performance at 3 o'clock.
So you kind of have the wowing going on back and forth. They'll be playing to impress and the symphony as well.
Absolutely. That's how it works.
It'll be great, that first time kind of thing. Well, Vicky, lots have been going on with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, of course, with Faustworks that was in October. Great performance by the folks at that point, and just an amazing show that happened. That
was
a lot
of fun.
Time.
We had a great audience, and a lot of children came out and enjoyed the concert as well as the activities after.
Yeah. So now with Synergy coming to town, and I believe they're a 5-piece band, correct?
That's right. That's right. Two trumpets, a horn, trombone, and tuba, and they will. Excuse me. There's many brass quintets that occur.
Right.
The most famous, the Canadian Brass Quintet, and it's the same formation of group, and they have a special arrangements of Christmas tunes that they're going to perform with us.
So it's one of those things. Are they going to have a time where they play by themselves, and then the two groups are going to perform together and kind of
The first half of the program will be the symphony themselves, and we'll have a short intermission, and then they will come out and perform with us. They'll play a few tunes by themselves in between, interspersed with orchestra, but the majority of it will be a combination of us both.
Right. Yeah. And attendees that are going to be showing up, what can they expect? Some more traditional, some more contemporary takes on some of the Christmas songs?
There's a wide variety of selections. We have some famous Carmen Dragon, who was an orchestrator for the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, arrangements of Deck the Halls and O Tannenbaum. We'll play some traditional tunes, Joy to the World, Carol of the Bells, I Wonder as I Wander, selections like that. But we'll also have some fun pieces, Winter Wonderland, March of the Toys from Babes in Toyland. And you might hear some other surprises as well.
Good deal. Vicky, how can someone be a part of the Holiday Pop Show by coming out this Saturday?
Well, they can come and get tickets at the event. It will start at 3 o'clock, and we'll open the box office about 2, and they can come and get general admission tickets at that point for $15. We also do reserve tables of 8, and if they're interested in those, they can call the office today and reserve their table.
Okay. And it's going to be happening at the Monroe Civic Center Arena, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So not only this coming up with the Holiday Pops concert with Synergy, also a really neat event that is coming up next week with the Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, on Thursday, December 10th, we will participate in Art with a View. This is the 8th annual year for this event. They showcase local artists, photographers, potters, watercolors, and they've asked the symphony to help with that event, and so we're going to provide musicians for the evening. We'll have brass trio, jazz combo, some piano players, a horn quartet. We'll also have Amanda Reeves, who's a vocalist, and Julian Jones is her accompanist, and even Miss ULM will come make an appearance, so we're going to be part of that event.
Yeah, and we spoke of variety with the show coming up Saturday, but a lot of variety with the art that's going to be on display.
Yes, yes.
Some 40 artists that are going to be part of the event.
Yes, currently they have 40 artists signed up. They'll come and show their art. You can just look around and buy their art. Great Christmas presents.
Yeah. So what is the itinerary for Art with a View as far as what's going to be happening then?
Sure, night? We have two different levels of tickets. There's a $30 ticket, which includes a 5 to 6 meet the artists, martini bar, hors d'oeuvres. They can come and enjoy that. And then proceed to the fifth floor and look at all the art. Or we have a $15 ticket where you can just come view the art. They'll have wine and cheese and viewing of the art, and that'll be from 6 to 9.
Okay. Again, talking with Vicky Valenzano, Executive Director with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and Clay Couturio, Conductor with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Really, Clay, this is, well, for the end of this year, this is the last big show with the Symphony Orchestra, correct?
Yes, this is the final show of the calendar year, mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, I guess, what, moving into next March, there's another event, but...
Well, yes, we'll have two more concerts, one in March, mm-hmm. Featuring members of our own orchestra as soloists, and then we will have... our final concert in April at First Methodist with the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony.
Oh, okay. So lots of things going on. And of course, coming up this Saturday, again, it's the Holiday Pops concert with Synergy. And it's going to be a great show. Starts at 3:00 in the afternoon. Clay, about the length of the program, what are we looking at there?
I would say it's going to be probably an hour, 15 minutes or so worth of music.
Yes. Okay, so great variety, great show that's going to be coming up.
Yes.
Definitely looking forward to it coming up this Saturday, the Holiday Pops concert with Synergy. And Vicky, as far as more information on that, what is the number there?
They can call the office at 812-6761.
All right. Thanks again, Vicky Valenzano, Executive Director with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Clay Couturio, Conductor with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Looking forward to the Holiday Pops concert coming up this Saturday with Synergy. And happy holidays to you both.
Thank you.
Likewise.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.